You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. We will start with a fresh economic forecast from an authoritative source. Global growth could be cut by 0.5% if governments keep a handle on the coronavirus outbreak. But the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris also says if the outbreak is longer lasting or more intense, global growth could be cut nearly in half this year, from 2.9 to 1.5%. The virus and the response to it has led to the worst reading on Chinese factories in 12 years. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai.
A leading indicator of manufacturing from January to February dropped from 50 to 35.7, which shows a contraction in activity. The result is the lowest since the financial crisis in 2008. None of this is surprising. Since January, Chinese leaders suspended large movements of goods and people in most parts of the country. Some restaurants, cinemas, and shops are still closed. Along China's factory belt, authorities say they want people back at work. But in practice, a lot of workers from the poor countryside are either not allowed to leave their hometowns, or once they return to the city, are subject to mandatory 14-day self-quarantines, which means many factories are operating at a fraction of normal capacity. Over the weekend, though, the Communist Party's People's Daily ran headlines like, "Each day is better than the last," and "China's per capita GDP is over $10,000. In other words, this slowdown is just a tiny bump. Life is still better than before under the Communist Party. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.